Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brand. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Hey, guys, Richard Taylor here, your host, and I am so glad you have tuned in for another episode of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. We are glad to have you. Today, we have an amazing show. We will be talking with a couple of business owners, and particularly in the fashion industry. It will be myself and Dennis as we talk to Richard, love that name, from Mizzen and Main. And if you don't know what Mizzen and Main is, they have the world's most comfortable dress shirts, and Dennis has the chance to try them out, so he is raving all about them. We reached out, and they've agreed to come on the show, so Mizzen and Main will join us. We look forward to that. Also, a special guest all the way from Belgium, our friends from Van Adel. And if you don't know what Van Adel is, you will find out because they have the most beautiful and luxurious sevenfold silk ties you've ever seen. And if you don't know what that is, you definitely want to stay tuned for the interview. Last but not least, Sonia Kilgee drops by once again for some entrepreneur advice. And she speaks to the fact of why you need to just get started. A lot of us procrastinate. Let's face it, we've got great ideas, but we don't put them into action. So you will want to listen to Sonia as she tells you why you need to just dive in and get your business idea rolling. That's it, folks. Buckle up. Get ready. Another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast coming your way right now.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Guys, welcome back to The Life of a Gentleman, and this is our absolute favorite part of the show. And today, Dennis and myself have the pleasure of interviewing somebody who is doing something amazing and innovative in the world of fashion. I would like to welcome to the show Richard from Mizzen and Main. How's it going today?
It's going great, y'all. How are y'all doing?
How you doing? Richard, is glad to have you on.
Happy to be on. Excited to talk to you guys.
Definitely glad we could connect with you because you have some of the most amazing shirts that are out on the market right now. And if you would, go ahead and touch on that a little bit more about what you all do and how you got started as a company.
Absolutely. So I'm the creative director at Mizzen & Main. And so I'm really a big part of my job is in charge of making all the content. But what our company does is, and what our founder's done, you guys know that feeling when you see something in the world that you know could be better in like every way, but nobody's doing something about it? That's what we've done at Mizzen & Main. We've seen that with dress shirts, and we did something about it. So our dress shirts are made out of performance fabrics. Totally revolutionary. We're the first in the game to do it. And they stretch, they breathe, they wick away moisture. There's no ironing, there's no dry cleaning. So you never have to go to the dry cleaner again. You can just wash them at home. You really don't have to worry about wrinkles. It's pretty amazing. And they just move with you all day. They breathe, and they're pretty remarkable product.
That's totally different. That's totally different than what you get because, you know, for so many years, you get a real stiff dress shirt and it doesn't move with you and it's not very comfortable. But it sounds like your shirt is the kind of shirt that everybody wants to wear and you won't mind wearing it and you might not want to take it off.
You don't have to take it off. I mean, they're pretty remarkable and wildly comfortable. It's so funny because they're almost like a secret weapon, because when you look at them from a distance and even up close, nothing about them looks like they're made out of performance fabric. They look like a traditional dress shirt. But when you feel it, it's like, oh my gosh, this is not like nothing I've felt before. I've gotten pretty much everybody around me to try the shirts out, to wear the shirt. And my brother had a great moment where he told me one of his friends like patted him on the back, and as they patted him on the back, they felt the shirt he was wearing, and they were like, "Whoa, what is that?" So it's a pretty like transformative feeling when you get to feel the shirt. It's totally different.
Well, Richard, you're so right, because I actually have one of your shirts, and I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to break it down here. As far as, you know, I'm a fashion guy, so I shop for dress shirts. For some reason, it's always been the one complicating factor of my wardrobe. I can't seem to find the right dress shirt. And I'm going to emphasize on that for a second. Usually, dress shirts say 100% cotton, right? So you're thinking, you know what? It's probably soft. No way, yep. No how.
Nope.
Not every cotton shirt is, for some reason, it's something on my, because I don't wear tank tops underneath my dress shirts, because I like to just wear dress shirts without camis, tank tops or t-shirts. That's just me. I don't wear nothing underneath my dress shirts. And when I put this shirt on, you know what's the first thing I did that I usually don't do? Is wear a denim jacket with a dress shirt. Because, you know, the jackets are not the, you know, they're not the softest. It's not like a blazer. And I said, you know what? I put the shirt on, Rich, and I was like, wow, I've never felt anything like this in my life. So it's like it moves and it's comfy. You can barely feel that you have it on. And I put a denim jacket over it. I put a blazer. The good thing about this shirt is it's actually versatile. So it's not just, you know, because that word comfortable, I don't like to use it too much. Because you also want to dress up your dress shirts as far as a suit and a blazer or a sports jacket or even a trench coat. It's just, man, your shirts are, I've never seen anything like this.
They're out of this world, really. And we've got like a few options. So our like mainstay top seller is called the Leeward. And that's the fabric that we have. That is has a little more structure to it. So it that's the one that really...
that's the one I have.
That's the one you've got, yeah. So
yeah.
It's like, it's very buttery smooth. It's great. Then we also have a spinnaker, which is like our most athletic feeling fabric. It's got the highest stretch that we offer. And those really, really move with you. And they're a favorite among our professional athlete customers, of which we have many.
Yeah, you know what? Without giving away any trade secrets, I'd love to know why your shirts are made differently, and why is it that other companies don't follow suit? Because you guys have really cracked the formula for comfort.
It's funny. Our founder, the idea was really simple, and he saw a guy just completely drenched in sweat many years ago and thought, why aren't people making dress shirts out of performance fabrics? And that thought just stuck with him. And then he decided to go do it himself, and no one still had done it. He'd done like the research, the R&D, get it together, release the product, and still was the first to market. And I think it's just a relentless quest to find the right fabric. And we found it, and we've used it. And we're, you know, as we kind of look at other players that come to the market and things that pop up, really, we can't find anything else that holds up that's better than ours. And there's so many, we've got people that convert to buying our shirts that it may have tried out other people's shirts that are trying to do the same. And we're really, I can confidently say we've got the best shirt in the game right now. It's the best damn dress shirt.
No, hands down, it is. I mean, I could attest to that. I've worn a lot of dress shirts, and this is going to be my go-to dress shirt. Now, another thing that I love about your company that I see is you're always adding on different shirts, as far as it could be short sleeves, checkered shirts. You're always adding on as the season go on. So that's always very important in the fashion world. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so So we've got like several different categories, like you said, short sleeve. This year we just introduced performance seersucker. So we took an already lightweight, breathable fabric and took it even further. And those are pretty amazing, and our customers have really been loving those. We've got Henleys that are very soft and very comfortable. Then we have also like a more of a business option or something that works better for some guys with like a tie, especially if you like to tie a bigger knot. And that's our Blue Label collection. And it works really well for, you know, more elevated business dress or more formal occasions. We've got sweaters. I mean, really, it runs the gambit and you can fit out your whole closet with Mizzen and Main. And it's pretty funny. So recently, today actually, we just put out a new commercial, which is sort of our brand story. And a part of that commercial is doing some customer testimonials that are in that. So I got the chance to go visit with some customers and interview them, talk to them about their closet. And so many of them, once they got Mizzen and Main, they got like addicted to it, and they completely got rid of all of their cotton dress shirts and transferred their entire closet over to Mizzen and Main shirts. So we get big fans that get very dedicated and realize that there is a better way to dress. You don't have to be uncomfortable. You can be wildly comfortable and perform to your highest capacity throughout your day.
That's amazing. And it's great that you have people that have bought in and are loyal to the brand. And, you know, Dennis brought up something a few minutes ago I want to have you touch on, is that you work with some well-known people. And what's that been like, and how are those relationships cultivated?
Yeah, we do. We work with some great guys. One of the biggest guys we work with is JJ Watt. And he plays for Houston on the line there, and he's an amazing guy. I don't know if you guys saw all the work that he did to help the victims of the hurricane down in Houston, raised a ton of money. So just a man of very strong character, very talented on the field, and it's really fun to have him a part of our brand. And, you know, one of the big things that started our relationship with him is he tried the shirt, he put it on, and he's a big dude, okay? Like, I'm a big dude, I'm 6'9", and our shirts fit me, by the way. We make tall sizes, and it's like the only shirt that fits me. And he's I don't want to misquote his height, but he's a big dude, and, like, huge. I mean, about like twice my size, and he tried the shirt on. He wears a double XL trim, and he said, "I've never had a shirt fit me like this off the rack," and it blew him away. It was a big factor in getting starting that relationship with us. So he's a huge advocate for the brand, loves it, and we're really happy to have him on board. We've also worked with Tim Tebow, did some stuff with him last year. He's really solid, loves the product. Jake Arrieta, the Chicago Cubs, did a couple of stuff with a couple of his teammates, Ian Happ and Kyle Schwarber. And we did some videos with them where they're sort of swinging a bat in the shirt. And then when we photographed Jake Arrieta, he like did a full scale pitch in the shirt. He was like, if I was in anything else, it would have ripped. So it's really cool to like kind of place the clothing in unexpected environments and kind of put it to the test and realize that it can hold up to the highest caliber of athlete. So if you had to be in a dress shirt, out in any situation, you can make that happen. So it's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I mean Tim Tebow. By the way, those Tim Tebow skits are hilarious, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
And JJ Watt is probably the biggest name on that field. Defensive end for the Texans. The guy is—he's tremendous on and off the field. You're right about that.
Yeah, great man. Just tremendous character. Yeah.
Well, another thing I noticed too, which let's touch base on the size thing. I noticed that you guys use, which I love, one of the one of the many reasons why I love the brand is you have small, medium, and large. Like, usually, you know, companies who have 15 and a half or 15 and a quarter, and those, for some reason, you have to tailor them. Either the sleeves are too short or the sleeves are too long. So as soon as I try to put on the medium, I was like, oh my God, I don't have to take this anywhere. Like, I don't have to get the tailor. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's just like a glove for most people that put on the shirt. And it, I think there's something to the stretch that's in it, especially with a lot of our more athletic customers. Like, it sort of it like forms to the body and almost develops a custom fit for you. It's pretty cool. And so we have trim sizes that are, you know, a little bit more of a modern cut, a bit closer to the body. And then we also have standard sizes, which have about 3 inches more room in the body and then around the arm as well. So, if, you know, we fit multiple body types. And the shirt can kind of adapt to how your body works.
It sounds like this is really a win-win across the board. So if people out there are listening, they should be running to the website right now. But before they can do that, why don't you do us a favor? Let us know the name of the website, how to get to it, and also your social media, because we'd love for everybody to follow you guys online and check out all these amazing styles and even see some of these commercials.
Absolutely. Yeah, our website is visionandmain.com. And that's M-I-Z-Z-E-N-A-N-D-M-A-N .com. And if that's too hard to remember, our shirts are so comfortable. You can go to www.comfortable.af and it'll get you there as well.
We can remember that.
Yeah. Much easier to remember. But then our social media channels are Mizzen and Main as well on all platforms. And check us out there. And, you know, follow, like, take a look at the stuff, check out the videos, and you can subscribe to our email because you can kind of get our content that we put out first. And we really try to make a big effort to make our emails enjoyable and, you know, provide something like enjoyable for your day, something pretty funny. So we respect your time to make sure that, you know, we're not just trying to shove the shirts down your throat, but kind of take you along for the ride as well.
Nice, man. I mean, listen, you have a great thing going and much success. And, you know, hopefully we'll speak to you guys soon in the future.
Yeah, I hope so too. This has been very enjoyable. Excited to be on the show. And if you guys hear about the shirt from the show, hop on our Instagram, leave a comment, and say, hey, heard about you guys on the show. Just wanted to say hello. We'd love to connect with y'all.
Yeah, thank you so much, Richard, for joining us on The Life of a Gentleman, and we wish you the very best.
Now it's time for the Entrepreneur Spotlight. Real professionals, real business owners, and entrepreneurs drop in and drop jewels on us. Looking to learn from others that have done it? Ready to get your business really rolling? Sit back and buckle up. Our experts are ready to inspire. Let's go.
Subject of how to get started with a business is something I am so passionate about, because the first step is always the hardest. I mean, with anything, taking that leap of faith to get started, to put yourself out there, always comes with the risk of failure, and that can be so paralyzing for some people. But beyond thinking about the failure, I really want you to be focused more on the opportunity of creating something, starting something. And even if it doesn't work out, you can take it as a learning lesson. So how to actually get started? You don't have to quit your day job to get started with a business. In fact, I advise most people not to do that. If you possibly can, hold on to your steady job while working nights, working evenings, work weekends. Do whatever it takes to start to develop the skills of an entrepreneur until your side income can supplement or can offer you to leave your 9-to-5. So there's several ways to get, again, started with a business, right? You can do it online, offline. For people who are first-time entrepreneurs, a couple of things that are really easy is starting a franchise. Franchises are a proven business model that really assist you step-by-step in starting a business. So that really helps if you're not used to creating a business model on your own. I see a lot of networks direct marketing to geared toward people who are first-time entrepreneurs. There's a lot of controversy around network marketing, but I have seen some companies that are really ethical and do it in a really right way. So those are your MLMs. There's some that are very mentorship-based organizations, and they really hold your hand throughout this process of becoming a business owner. So that can be a good option for someone, maybe even just as a learning experience to get started. And then finally, I have talked about this one several times before, but starting a business online could be a great opportunity for someone who is just getting started in business the first time. The reason for that is that the risk can be a lot lower online because the investment cost can be a lot lower online if you're smart about it and if you're lean enough. So those are just three different models that you can get started with as a first-time entrepreneur. And again, you don't have to quit your day job. You just have to be willing to take the risk.
Man, I am so glad that you stressed that you don't have to quit your day job. You know, a lot of people these days, they feel embarrassed almost if they are calling themselves an entrepreneur, but they actually have to go to a 9-to-5. So you're saying basically there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
I don't think that you need to worry about what others are going to think or the embarrassment or, oh, I'm not a real entrepreneur because I do have a job. I think those kind of emotions are so secondary. I think you just got to be focused on what you're doing and the opportunity you're creating, and eventually your success will speak for itself.
Yeah, awesome advice. Now, online, there's a lot of different things you can do. What are a few suggestions that you've seen work for people who are just getting started with an online business?
Well, there's basic e-commerce businesses on Amazon or Shopify. There's drop shipping businesses. There's information products that people create and sell. There's coaching that people do and they find clients online. There is also affiliate marketing where you don't even have to have a product. You can just promote people's products and get a cut. You can even just create a social media account and promote people's products for a charge. You can charge them every time you put a post. There's just a lot of ways to go about it. So honestly, no matter whether you have your own product or whether you haven't developed one, you can get started online.
Yeah, I like that. And would you recommend that you work with someone, or is it a little bit easier to be a solopreneur when you're first getting started?
I really think that it's going to depend on your personality. For me, I have done businesses primarily where I've partnered with other people, people who complement my weaknesses, and that allows me to focus fully on my strengths. Because as an entrepreneur, you wear several different hats, and just naturally, you're not going to be good at everything. I don't know anyone who is good at everything, right? So it is what it is. You can, if you want to partner with someone, it could be a huge asset. However, that also comes with its own liabilities, right? I mean, you have to take into account someone else's perspective, someone else's limitations, weaknesses, the conflicts, the politics that can sometimes arise. So just know yourself, know what you need. There's no harm in starting a business on your own first and then eventually taking on a partner, a strategic partner later on. I love doing that. I love finding people who I can split equity with that will provide real value to the business, and we can grow together and form a very much a win-win relationship. So that's kind of the foundation of what I've done. But of course, don't let that limit you. Do what you feel comfortable with.
Oh, Sonia, you gave so much great information right there. And I'm sure there's people out there who are listening and they want to learn more. So please let us know how we can get in touch with you, or maybe reach out and ask some more questions on a personal level.
Sure. So if you want to reach out to me, you can reach out at Sonia Kelgi on Facebook or Instagram, as well as at Losers to Legends on Instagram or Facebook. So Losers to Legends or Sonia Kelgi, you can DM me, email me, whatever you want with questions, and I'll be more than happy to help out.
We appreciate your time and look forward to your next segment on The Life of a Gentleman.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my favorite part of the show, where we interview a business owner that is doing amazing things in the world of fashion. And today we have somebody coming to us all the way from Belgium, and they will be on Kickstarter soon. We'll get into that in just a minute. But this company was founded by a talented artist named Olga, and the name of the company is Van Adel. And we have the pleasure of speaking with Eugene today, who is one of the directors for the company. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm flattered to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about Van Adel and how it came to be, because you have some amazing products, and we'll get into that in just a minute, but how did you come up with this concept?
It took us almost half a year to determine a niche in the modern fashion world, which is, as you well know, Richard, very complicated and dangerous with many underground currents. We found a niche of a rare product, almost forgotten product, and we thought how to make it more interesting for the modern customer. And that's how actually we came to the concept of embroidered sevenfold silk tie.
For those that don't know what is a sevenfold silk tie, can you enlighten us just so people know why this is so significant?
It's a fascinating thing, in fact. A bit of history. It was invented in 1920 by a, at that time, famous English designer. But then, after the Second World War, the concept was almost totally forgotten due to the lack of good silk and its high cost, obviously. Now, the drawings, the patterns, they exist. But we had to make a very thorough search over the internet and even in some old archives to find what we looked for. We found a pattern. We made lots of experiments with the colors, embroidery, and so on and so forth. And we decided we could make it. We can reborn the forgotten art, quotes, of course, of the sevenfold tie.
Oh, that's amazing. So you guys have put a lot into this. You know, most people, when they go to the store to purchase a tie, they don't really look at it as a design and they just pick something up. So, yeah.
You're quite right. But with sevenfold, it's quite different. First of all, it's silk, only silk and nothing but silk. Actually, it's crepe. The silk is called crepe, and we buy it from the Great Britain, from the UK, from a very good producer. And second, when you take it in your hands, you will immediately know the difference, because it's different to the touch, different over your fingers, over your neck. It's quite heavy. And, well, to make a long story short, it just looks great, that's all.
Yeah, no, it looks like it. I've definitely seen your pictures online on your website and your social media. So tell us a little bit about the designs and where you get the inspiration for these.
Well, I don't, because I'm just the managing director. Olga, who's sitting beside me, she does. She's an artist. She's a designer. She started to paint at the age of, how old you were, five, six? Six years old. And she gets her inspiration from everything, you name it, architecture, her cat, weather, the colors of the dark grayish sky before the thunderstorm, you name it. Actually, I am amazed at how an artist can get his inspiration from the world itself that surrounds you every day and every minute. That's it. I'm not an artist.
Yeah, you know, that's great, because wearing clothes is kind of like creating a work of art. And if you have somebody that is already creating these different ideas and bringing them to life, it only can enhance our style and how we look. And you guys are doing that, bringing it to market. So tell us a little bit about the Kickstarter at this point, so we can understand how we can see the product and learn more about it.
Our interview is happening on a very interesting moment, because we go to Kickstarter Monday, the day after tomorrow. We are live there. To find it is a very easy task. You just make a search for van_. Yeah, is there an underscore? Yeah, van_Adel_Belgium. or just use Van Adel Belgium without any underscores, and surely one of the links will lead you to Kickstarter. We wrote a big article there, including a video, dozens of photos. We tried to express our position. We told in scrupulous details how we work, what materials we use, and even included some working diagrams. So you will have full information about our ties.
And these ties truly are a work of art, as you mentioned.
Richard, you mentioned earlier that fashion is a work of art. For every person who is unique, fashion creates an artistic aura around him. And our ties, we hope very much, will help to make this aura, this artistic image, this style more complete. That's our vision.
Yeah, and you know what? That's great. In today's day and age, a lot of things are mass manufactured and looks like a cookie cutter design. And what made you guys want to go in a different direction? Because you're definitely taking it back, you know, as you mentioned, to a time when there was more craftsmanship.
Right. Yeah,
why did you decide to go that route?
Well, it's an unexpected question, to tell you the truth. When I was a teenager, I read some book, and there was a phrase there: we are enough to afford buying cheap things. When you buy a cheap thing, it may look great, okay? But how long will it last you? How long will a cheap thing remain quality thing, remain in service, remain giving you what you expected of it? Not long enough. Now, when you buy an expensive thing, you invest your money in something that will serve you for a long time. Every time when you take it in your hands, whatever it is, I'm not talking only about ties now, generally, every time you take it in your hands, it will bring you joy of possession. It will bring you the feeling of reliability, of security. It will assure you that it will continue to do what you expect of it. So, you can imagine that our ties will hardly be cheap. They will be quite expensive. However, keeping in mind that from scratch, from zero, the process of creating a new tie, even if the embroidery is not new, takes more than 4 hours, closer to five, and it's all done by hand, you will understand our position. We create long-lived quality things.
So these things are definitely made to last, which is great because we're in a throwaway society where people replace things so fast. And you guys are making things that are built for the long haul. Now, speaking of long haul, what else is in store for the company? And actually, before you answer that, when did you start? When did it launch exactly?
If you ask about the production, it launched, well, we are producing prototypes now for the photos, for videos. We had a few orders, yes, but it isn't a real launch. We plan to launch after our Kickstarter campaign is over. Whether for good or bad, we don't know. Of course, we hope that with the help of people of society, we will be able to produce, but we didn't launch yet. We didn't launch full-scale production. As for the other things that our company have in store, we have, once again, totally exclusive design and handmade leather pouches for the ties. A leather pouch made from a very high-quality leather by hand. Also, that will last for many years. You can use it to keep your tie in it. You can put it in your travel bag, in your wardrobe, wherever. And it is by itself the work of art as well. Everything will be on Kickstarter. There are lots of photos there.
Okay, so we have the opportunity to be one of the first to try out this product and really bring it, help bring it to market.
By all means.
You mentioned something about the leather pouch. I'm not really familiar with that. Can you describe the benefits of it and how it works for us that may be interested in something like that?
Richard, question for me. Do you wear ties?
Yes, I wear ties, you know, half of the week. I love to wear ties.
How do you store them? How do you keep them safe? Do you wrap them or do you fold them?
I usually wrap them. And I have a tie holder that I can put them in.
Right. So after you wrap the tie, you have a kind of a small cylinder, right?
Yes.
Cylinder. Your tie is wrapped. It's a small cylinder. It keeps its form. And then you take a leather pouch produced by Van Adel Belgium, which is also a small cylinder, slightly larger, made of thick, hard leather. Well, it's soft in the inside, of course. And you put your wrapped tie in it, and you close the lid, and you fix it closed, and then you can play some soccer with it if you want. That's how it looks like, and that's what's its functionality.
The fact that it's leather probably will keep it safe, and if these ties are such high quality, that's something that you need. So I guess you would recommend that when you purchase a Van Adel tie, that then you would want to protect it with this case.
It's completely up to you. You can purchase a single tie, you can purchase a tie with a leather pouch, or if you were among the backers on the Kickstarters, you will get, as a token of gratitude, a leather keychain from us. It's a product that will not be available outside of the Kickstarter project.
Okay, that's pretty cool too, because that's a little bit of memorabilia, and getting in on the ground floor with a company like yours is very exciting for people. So I would encourage everybody, check out this Kickstarter, make an investment, because every gentleman needs at least one go-to tie that they really can cherish, and you'll be able to pass these on to your family down the line.
Yes, Richard, you are quite right, and I do agree. Every gentleman needs at least one good tie, preferably two of them, and we will do our best to provide these gentlemen with good ties. However, I would also like to notice that Van Adel Belgium also will produce ties for ladies. Yes, not only for the formal occasions,
wow,
but for everyday wear, casual, sportive, brutal, I don't know what, motorbike ladies, whatever you want. It's a new concept. I know you should be surprised right now, but we'll see how it goes.
No, that sounds amazing. Now, for those that have their interest piqued at this point and want to see what we're talking about and want to get behind this and support it, please let us know the Kickstarter once again, but also your social media so we can go on there, follow you, and watch this journey as it unfolds before our eyes.
Yes, we are on Instagram for quite a long time. Once again, van_adel_belgium.
Facebook,
of course, the same tag. Van Adel Belgium.
All right, definitely everybody check out Van Adel Belgium on Instagram and Facebook, because they're doing some really, really amazing things in the world of fashion. And Eugene and also Olga, I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your schedule. I know we have a 7-hour time difference, but guys, we made it happen and we're able to connect. And I love what you're doing, and I'm wishing you the very best. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. It has been great having you going along on this ride with us. As always, you know, we are taking this ride together. And so if you have a show idea, or if you'd like to be featured as a guest, please reach out to us, podcast@HarrisonBlakeApparel.com, or get with us on our Instagram page at Gentlemen's Podcast. Easy to get in touch. We're friendly people and we love to communicate with the audience. We appreciate the feedback we have been getting and look forward to more. Also, special thanks to our guest today from Van Adel and also from Mizzen and Main. Two outstanding brands. You can put them together and make some amazing combinations with some great shirts, some great neckties, and all around just quality people. That's what we love on The Life of a Gentleman: fashion, business, and lifestyle. Also, thank you to Dennis for coming on and joining with the interview, and also with Sonia for the entrepreneurship information that all of us really can use, because if you don't have something on the side these days, woo, it's kind of rough, because that 9-to-5 doesn't always pay what you're worth. And we know if you're a gentleman and living this lifestyle, you're definitely worth a lot. So if you'd like to get in touch and you'd like to be part of the show, remember, guys, reach out, Gentlemen's Podcast on Instagram. We are more than happy to connect with you. And some of you have reached out with some style questions to our DM, and that's great. Keep doing that. We'll answer them and help you out, because that's what it's all about on The Life of a Gentleman. So if you like this podcast, please tell a friend. We'd love for you to do that. Also, rate, review, and subscribe. That would be awesome as well. And as always, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.